Now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
right, welcome to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Generation Annihilation, which I just said. The Fote, and I'll be with you for the next hour until 1 p.m. I'm here in the studio with my dad, actually. Say a word there, Pops.
Hello, all.
How's it going? How's Calgary doing?
Calgary's still there.
Right on. How's the punk scene doing out there?
Oh, it's growing every day.
Alive and thriving?
Alive and thriving.
All right, good stuff. Well, yeah, I only have 40 minutes left to play some rock and roll, so I'm just going to keep this train rolling. And here is some Wolfpack.
Fuck! 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 Rio Theater is your independent East Vancouver theater, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat the Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays.
This month at the Rio, see great movies like Suicide Club on July 6th, the premiere screening of Hip Hop, eh? The Canadian Hip Hop Documentary on July 8th at 7:30, The Fifth Element on the 13th, the Vancouver premiere of Hicks on Sticks on July 12th at 7 and 10 p.m., Bones Brigade, an autobiography, on the 15th at 7 and 9:30. Burlesque Assassins, on the 18th. And on the 19th, it's a Batman marathon. Starting at 6, see Batman Begins and The Dark Knight back-to-back in the lead-up to the midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises. And if you're looking for something a little different, special events at the Rio this month include Justin Towns Earl, live with special guest Tristan on July 4th. Pipe This, a burlesque benefit on July 7th at 8:30, Girls Rock Camp on July 14th at noon, and Scott Nolan and Friends live on the 17th at 9:30.
For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca.
Anybody else want to negotiate?
Where did he learn to negotiate like that?
Yeah. This summer, two of the biggest names in metal, Lamb of God and Deathlok, will join forces for a 34-show North American tour hitting Vancouver, August 2nd at the Queen Elizabeth Theater with special guest Gojira. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster, Scrape Records, and UnionEvents.com.
Let's go.
All right, that was Crimson Scarlet from the Bay Area with the song called Sanctuary, and that's off of their self-titled 7-inch. You might notice a theme in the last set. That's just a few of the bands that have been confirmed for Distort Vancouver Fest this year, which is the last weekend of September. There's a lot of bands scheduled to play. It's going to be great. Bands such as Disable off their split with War Victims with the song called Enola. I played that before Crimson Scarlet. Before Disable, I played Terracall off their split with Armageddon with Fronteras Banderas de Merda. Before that, Warcry. Yes, I got Warcry playing Distort Vancouver this year with the song BSBSFBS off of the D program 12-inch. And before that, you heard Wolf Brigade off of In Darkness You Feel No Regrets. You heard the title track off that one. And while on the Wolf Brigade theme, I thought I'd play Wolfpack, which is more or less the same band, just a different name. But you heard the song All Day Hell from the album All Day Hell. And Wolf Brigade, they're scheduled to come to Distort Vancouver as well. They're flying all the way from Sweden. And I think it's their only Canadian show that they have planned. They're not playing Seattle or Portland or anything. So you don't want to miss this. You want to come. It's going to be at Submerged Studios as well, which is a really rad space. And we got a whole bunch of other bands scheduled. Midnight Brain, Afflexus, Six Brew Bantha, Hoopsnake, Azile, Mania, Oust, Rapid Loss. The list goes on. You'll be hearing a lot of hype about it in the next coming months, so get used to it. I'm going to keep playing some music here. I'm going to switch it over to some Canadian content here. This is a band called Napalm Raid from Halifax off of their newest album, Mindless Nation. The song is called Run Like Hell. Here we go.
Come on!
Whoa, okay. My mic wasn't on there. That was Banalist from Norway, old Norwegian hardcore band off of their 7-inch, which I can't even attempt to pronounce. Maybe my dad can. Can you read what that says?
It says Lutefisk.
Lutefisk. The Lutefisk sandwich.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah. You heard a song. I'm going to try to pronounce it. Det Beginner Blisent. My grandpa is probably rolling around screaming if he was listening to this right now. Starting off that set was Napalm Raid with the song Run Like Hell off the LP, Mindless Nation. After that, The Mighty Disaster off the War Cry album with Progress. And I talked about this a few weeks ago, but that album has finally been repressed, and I'm very grateful for it. And it's awesome. It comes with like a 20-page booklet and pictures of all the flyers, pictures of the bands and stuff. It's really cool. After that, you heard Labenda Toten way back to their first 7-inch, which came out in, it must have been like 2003 now, something like that. It was the Nuclear Flowers EP, and you heard the song Nuclear Flowers. And it's funny, when that 7-inch came out, everyone was like, what is this? What's this crappy noise? I hate it. And then all of a sudden, 10 years ago, when MRR started writing about it, people started pretending to actually like it. I guess that's the way it goes. But anyways, after that was Svart Frampted with the song Narbama Kammer, another Norwegian hardcore band off of the 1984 EP, which got reissued last year. And that's one of my favorites right there. I might as well talk about a couple shows coming up. Obviously, I talked about Distort Fest. That's last weekend of September, so mark that on your calendars. But there's a show this week on Wednesday at the Astoria with a band called Skrailing, which features the bass player from After the Bombs. It's a new stenchcore kind of crust from the Sunshine Coast, so you don't want to miss that. And Cosmar is opening up for him, who I'm sure you guys have seen plenty of times. They actually opened for Oi Polloi last Saturday and put on a pretty good show. So Wednesday night, why not? And I'll be there playing records, and so will Sam Rizza from Unlearned Hall of Fame and Matt Hayden. So why not go out, drink a beer, watch a couple bands? It'll be good, and it's a benefit for the Distort Vancouver Fest. Also, another show coming up in about a week and a half, I guess, Thursday, July 26th. This is at the Zoo Shop. This is a heavy-hitting show. We got Iskra and Oust from Phoenix, Arizona, Biocido from Phoenix, Arizona, a couple Calgary bands, Rabies and Up in Smoke, and local heavy metal punks, Absurdist. And that's at the Zoo Shop. That show is $10 because there's 5 touring bands, and it's going to be an early one because it's the Zoo Shop and it's right by the police station, so we don't want to sketch it out. And the show has got to be done by 11, so try to show up around 6 and watch some really decent hardcore punk and crust. So that will be Thursday, July 26th. Also in August, the first weekend of August 2nd, there's a show at the Chateau with War Sound from L.A. They sound a lot like Disrupt or Consume. And it has Adrian from What Shame Hall of Fame in it. And Violent Restitution is playing. It's their LP release show, and I think their tour kickoff. And we also got Famine, who is a new D-beat band from Kamloops. And Right Off, that's Bubba Hamilton's new band. You know, the big dude with a beard who walks around taking pictures at all the shows. He's singing in a band now, so go check that out. That's August 2nd at the Chateau. I don't think I have anything else to say. Do you have anything else to say there, Pops?
Not at this time?
Well, okay, let's keep the noise rolling then. This is Roto Zaza. This features one of the members from Absurdist. This is his old band from Phoenix. Here we go. Yeah!
Tune in events and CITR 101.9 FM presents The Melvins Live. Catch Melvins members Buzz Osborne, Dale Crover and Trevor Dunn performing the lighter material from The Melvins back catalog. July 15th at venue, the special guest Redox. Tickets on sale now at unionevents.com and Ticketmaster.
We all need...
hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, welcome back. Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. And yes, indeed, you should listen to Flex Your Head on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. That ad that you just heard, he plays really good hardcore. Kind of a different style than I do, but yeah, it's a good show. Tune in. Steve's and Mike, he's a good guy. So we have about 4 minutes left, so let's wrap this up. Let's tell you what we played in that last set. It was a pretty long one, pretty noisy too. You heard Roto Zaza with They Live off of the They Live We Sleep EP. After that, Frenzy with Power Games off the Noisy Trouble 7-inch on Distort Reality Records. After that, going back to like 1982 or something in Sweden with the Shitlickers with War System. And yeah, Shitlickers is so good, I decided to play two songs. I can't pronounce the other song that I played because it's in Swedish, but whatever. After that, Dear Mexican Buddies in the band Inservables with... a song off their 7-inch. My Spanish is really horrible, too. I'm not even going to try that. And Kvartingen from Sweden off their newest 7-inch with another name that I can't pronounce. I think I'm pretty sure most international bands actually, I don't know, just kind of make these crazy song titles just to mess with us Canadian DJs. But anyways, after that was Mauser from Florida off the brand new Isolation EP with the song called Void. And ending off that set, going back to over 10 years ago now, World Burns to Death off the first LP, Second of the Missile Cock. You heard the song, Whom the Gods Destroy. And I only have 2 minutes left. Power Chord is next, assuming that they're around. If not, I'm just going to play some Frampton or something for you. But I'm going to end this show off with another old band. This is going back to like... I don't know, 93 or 94 or something, Profane Existence style. This is State of Fear with Bloodthirsty System. See you next week. If not me, then Aaron Brown. Take care.